Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Alice joining us on the telephone line this morning. So new movie is out this week called Emma, and this is based on a Jane Austen novel. I'm wondering, how many books did Jane Austen write?
About six or seven, I think, and there's one unfinished one that they've recently tried to do some things with, but not a great many.
Have they all been made into movies then?
I think so. All the
seems like every year or so there's a new Jane Austen movie that comes out.
It's true. They do, and they were such a hit, and then they did updates on them. They did the movie Clueless in 1995, which is just a modern update of the story. Yes, and it took place in Beverly Hills, but it's basically the story.
I had not realized that. Then I saw that there was a 1996 version of Emma with Gwyneth Paltrow that came out.
It's a very fine movie, but this one is even better. I don't. It's just new people, a fresher look at it, and the material is just handled a little differently.
Yeah, well, that was 24 years ago, so it doesn't seem like it should be that long, but time moves on, as they say. So this stars Anya Taylor-Joy as Emma.
Yes. And she's an upcoming big-time star. She's been in several horror movies. Hmm. She has the most incredible eyes, but I didn't recognize her in this because she really has dark hair, but Emma is a blonde, so she does look different. But it's interesting casting. She is American, but most of the players are British people, so their accents are... what they really would be.
They're genuine.
It's a British story. Mm-hmm. It's got the cinematography that is just compelling. It's like you just get immersed into this this picture, and the clothing and the fancy buildings, the estate castles, actually. Some are castles, some are just stately homes, but it's beautifully done. It's a story about a very wealthy young woman who has a lot of time on her hands, so she gets the idea that she's the perfect matchmaker. And what happens with that is just all kinds of confusion and wrong things, and she just messes it up royally. But it's all fun. It's kind of like a screwball comedy, a modern one like that. Mm-hmm. But very amusing.
One of the reviews says it's funnier than most Austen adaptations and more visually beautiful.
It is. It's just each shot of the camera shots all look like paintings, are just so amazing. And there's all this stuff done with pastels that are just, it's just gorgeous.
It's getting very, very good reviews.
It is. It should.
Yeah.
We're
talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Now, the other movie we're going to talk about, I guess this came out last week, Sonic the Hedgehog. This is a live-action, combined live-action and computer-generated animation adventure comedy.
Yes, and it is, I thought it was passable, not too exciting. I didn't get it, but I am not a player of this popular Sega video game, which... most of the world knew about it. It had come to the U.S. in 1991, and they had finally got it right. They had to pull their original movie because the hedgehog didn't look right. Huh. He's the animated part of the movie. So they redid it. But what's amazing is how it has beat everything else in box office since its debut.
It was the top box office movie last week.
Yes.
Yeah, number one.
And it could be again. It's made, the movie, they aren't revealing exactly what it cost, but somewhere between 81 and 95 million to make this. And it already has, as of today, 210 million worldwide. And it has not been released in Japan, the home of this.
Where it's going to be.
Yet, or in China.
Yeah.
So those will be even bigger markets. So We're going to have a sequel. It's going to be called, it's about Ray the Flying Squirrel. He's also one of the characters in the Hedgehog game.
One of the reviews says, the world contains many terrible video game movies, but this isn't one of them.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Okay.
The review's generally very good for it.
It is, and Jim Carrey's in it.
Right,
as a villain, and kind of old-fashioned villain with the mustache and everything.
Yeah,
and he's well over the top, but then the whole movie is over the top.
Yeah. He was in, by the way, because I hadn't heard about Jim Carrey in a long time. He was in a movie called Dark Crimes 2 years ago that actually got a 0 rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw Dark Crimes. I saw it. Yes, I forgot about that. Wow, that's a record.
But a 0 rating. But I mean, so this is a big comeback for him.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Yeah. And there's a young guy named Ben Schwartz plays Sonic the Hedgehog, or at least provides the voice.
Yeah, he provides the voice.
He's this is good for kids and adults?
Yes, I think so. Especially those people that like anime and the and video games.
Right.
Of course, this particular video game.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.